This is Money Talks.
Is Money Talks.
Atlanta's longest running, most respected money show on radio.
All right, somebody has a question about alternative investments, and one of them was options.
Yes.
And I said that we would discuss these kind of what we view as speculative investments.
Mm-hmm.
Let me start off by saying you don't have to be an expert on what options are. Options give you the option to buy something at a fixed price for a fixed period of time, mm-hmm. or to sell something at a price for a fixed period of time. In any case, what you're doing is you're using leverage. And the idea here is that, let's say, for example, I look at General Motors, which we think is terrible, and it's selling for $60 or something. Mm-hmm. I can probably buy an option to buy General Motors at $65 for a year for maybe a buck or two a share.
Mm-hmm.
So it means if it does go to 65, if it does go to 70, I can buy it at 65.
Mm-hmm.
And I make $5 for every dollar that I put into it.
Mm-hmm.
What if it goes to $64.99, Gene?
You lose all the money.
100%
of your money.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yep. So the option is a derivative.
Right.
Meaning that there are various assets you can buy you can have exposure to various assets. And, you know, the leverage that you talked about means that you can put a little money in to get exposure to a big gain. But all of that money is exposed because it's a zero-sum game.
That's right.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yeah. Is, you know, that's different than the stock market. Now, I mean, what is a zero-sum game?
Now, there is,
for every winner,
there is
a, there's an equal
is
and opposite
an option,
loser.
There is an option called a put. Now, let's say that I own a stock. I own the stock.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid $40 for it, and it's selling for $60 today. But I've only held it for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So if I sell it, I'm going to have to pay what?
Short-term capital gains.
Short-term capital gains. Mm-hmm. If I hold on for a year now, isn't it?
Years long-term.
Yeah, the years long-term. So what I can do is say, I'm going to buy an option on that stock, which will give me the right to sell it at $55 for the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And that costs me 50 cents a share because it's not going to cost much because it's short-term. So what happens if the stock falls to $50... I can sell it for $55,
mm-hmm.
and I only have $15 gain, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it'll all be long-term capital gains, not short-term capital gains. I'll save more than the premium that it costs me to buy it. So that's defensive, and they can be used that mm-hmm. way. I don't know of any ways that you can be defensive on what we call a call.
Well, a covered call strategy. I mean, that's a little bit. There's some risk there, though. Let's say you own a low basis stock that you mm-hmm. didn't want to sell, and you know you could sell somebody the right to buy your shares, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you collect the option premium. And if it, you know, when it comes upon expiration, if it's below that price, then you keep your stock and you keep the premium. However, the risk in that, you know, the big risk in that strategy is that you're not guaranteed that stock won't get called away at some time in between triggering your gain and selling something that you may not have wanted to sell to begin with.
Yeah.
So it's you know, that can be a defensive.
Well, you see these guys on radio, by the way, who are not financial advisors.
Wade Cook.
These guys are not financial advisors. If they were financial advisors, they couldn't say what they say.
Yeah.
They could not. The SEC would be throwing them out of business.
Right.
But they'll tell you that you can just sell covered calls and make a living off of it. Guaranteed. They don't even say guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
But you can earn up to $10,000 a month, you know, at, quote, no risk or whatever, at low risk or whatever it is. But these guys are selling educational stuff. That's mm-hmm. how they get around.
Oh, yeah. With a guarantee.
Yeah, and all this sort of stuff like that. And or the trading clinics and
if
stuff.
If they were
like
that good at it, they'd be doing it. They wouldn't be selling. Yeah. They make more money selling the system.
Make it sound pretty good, though, don't they?
Yeah. So, and then there are a lot of other ones, which we can get into later on, where leverage is involved and you don't even know it. Sometimes closed-end mutual funds mm-hmm. will be using debt. What other kind of things come to mind?
Hedge funds was one of the things we listed because they use the derivatives that we're talking about now. And there are various kinds of hedge funds. The key to hedge funds is the fees are obnoxious.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Well, they've got these new alternative investments.
Liquid
alternative investments. Yeah. And then look out for those, too, folks. There's a lot of risk built into those.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take another break here. We got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
We're going to do it.
And keep the lights on.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.